This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Friday, the 26th of April. Humza Yousaf is facing two no-confidence motions as he fights for his future as Scotland's First Minister. He was already facing a close confidence vote in his own position next week after sacking the Green Party from government in a row over ditching key climate goals. Now Labour are tabling a no-confidence motion in the Scottish Government, which is more legally binding. The Green Party said it would join the opposition in voting for the motion against Mr. Yousaf, meaning it could be decided by just one MSP. Former Labour First Minister Jack McConnell told Times Radio the situation isn't sustainable for the minority SNP government.
I'm very surprised that they didn't think this through when they abandoned the climate targets last Thursday. I'm even more surprised that the Greens didn't immediately leave the government, although I think the two Green ministers were enjoying the ministerial cars and the ministerial salaries a little bit too much for their party members. And then when the Greens party membership made clear they were going to pull out, he's obviously reacted to that without thinking through the consequences.
British patients are taking part in the final stage of testing of the world's first personalised skin cancer vaccine. The mRNA jab is custom built for each patient who have already had the cancer and trains their immune system to identify cancer cells and stop the disease coming back. It's hoped it could be used to stop lung, bladder and kidney cancers too. Dr. Heather Shaw is leading the trial in the UK and says it could be a game changer.
This is more than a vaccine. This is far cooler. This is much more tech. To be able to sit there and say to your patients that you're offering them something that's effectively like the fat duck at Bray versus McDonald's, that level of cordon bleu that's coming out to them.
Academics and researchers involved in sensitive science projects at British universities will get new vetting under new plans to tackle spying. MI5 has warned that hostile states like China are trying to steal research. The government's also planning new funding to increase security at research sites. Vivian Stern is chief executive of Universities UK and told Times Radio it's nothing new.
We've been working on this for years. I mean, universities have long understood that there is a significant risk from a variety of sources that means they need to be very careful to protect both cutting-edge research, but also, you know, physical campuses and assets, like, you know, they get cyber attacks very frequently too.
Two men have been charged in connection with the deaths of five migrants in the English Channel. Both men are 22, with one from Sudan and the other from South Sudan. Three men, a woman and a seven-year-old girl, died on Tuesday. And the only person convicted of murdering Jill Dando has told The Times he can prove his innocence. 25 years to the day since the newsreader's shooting, Barry George wants Scotland Yard to reopen their investigation. He was convicted of her murder in 2001, but acquitted in 2008. His claim for compensation for his time in jail has been dismissed. There's more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Support comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.